Mesechtes Tedarim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, around 7-8 lines from the bottom. Om Rav Yosi Ein Elu Nidr Ir Nefesh. Rav Yosi argues, and he's more machmer. He says he can't just be mefer any neder. It has to be real Ir Nefesh. What the Rabbanon call Ir Nefesh, for example, Erchatz Miskashet, it's not called Ir Nefesh. And he says, you cannot be made for those things because of Inu Nefesh. So the Boyaluhu, the Rabbi Yosi, Ma'o Shiyefem Shemdvarim Shebeinoy Levino. Good, you can't be made for it because of Inu Nefesh, but could you be made for it because of Dvarim Shebeinoy Levino? That means that we learned that there's an afkamina between Inu Nefesh and Beinoy Levino. Both of them, the husband can be made for, but Inu Nefesh, when he's made for it, he completely blows it out of the water. It's completely null and void. Masha'inkein, Dvarim Shebeinoy Levino is the only bottle legabi him, but legabi acherim it's chal. And if she gets married to someone else, it will be chal legabi someone else. So the question is, we said Rabbi Yosi said it's not called Inu Nefesh, but maybe since it's making it more difficult for the husband, for example, to get her food because she asked her this place or this thing or this rechitza, also it bothers him. Also, for example, give an example of a rechitza or a kishut, since she doesn't put on makeup or she doesn't bathe, it makes it harder for him. Good maybe for her, she's very comfortable, she's not no Inu Nefesh, there's no affliction, it's not called affliction, but maaseh, the husband doesn't like it so much, so maybe it is enough to be called Beinoy Levino, or it's not even called Beinoy Levino. That's the question. He says in our Mishnah, "Ein elu nidre in nefesh." So the diik is not in nefesh. But it's mashma that it is dvarim shebeinoy levinah. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not a diik. Dilma is do kama luhu. Maybe he's talking to the rabbanon. Lidi afil dvarim shebeinoy levinah lehavin. Fimi, it's nothing. Lidi dchu lefi you damritu havin nidre in nefesh. Oydeli at least be moed dene nidre in nefesh. You know, you don't want to argue me about Dvarim Shebeinoy Levino. You don't want to agree to me that. Okay, good. But Inu Nefesh, that's for sure it's not. That's what he means to say. But he holds Betzem, it's nothing, maybe. So that's the Shaila. My, what's the halacha according to Rav Yosi? So Gemara says, Rav Ada Bahava Omar, Mefer. Rav Chista Omar, Ein Mefer. Rav Ada says that you are Mefer. You could be Mefer. It's Dvarim Shebeinoy Levino. And Huna says you cannot be Mefer. Why? Why can't you make her? Shleimetzinu shual shemeis ba'af apir. You never found a shual, a fax, die ba'af apir in his hole where he goes. The same thing, a man is used to his wife, and he won't, nothing will happen to him if she doesn't bathe, or she doesn't put on makeup, or she doesn't do any of those stuff. He holds that the reality is nothing's going to happen. He's used to that. See, he's used to that, and therefore, like the Lashon of the Rosh says, Hergel, the Lashon of the Rosh says, Afar Hagumo Shugadabai, the mud and the dirt that he grows up with, this is the facts, Einem Mazik like Kivan Shehergel. He doesn't become Huzak since he's Hergel, that's he's used to it. See, here also, it's not called Beinoy Levino because he's used to it. So we have Machlekes here, if you're Mefer according to Rav Yosi. I just want to speak out that yesterday, someone, Mordechai asked the Kasha that Imloy Erchatz was a shul, what's Lashon Im? What's Lashon Im? No Shaykh this, just in the Mishnah, going back on that Mishnah, where Rabbi Yosi is arguing Im Erchatz, Loy Erchatz, so it says Im Erchatz is a Tanai, because it's Im. And Imloy Erchatz is a shul. What would it do with the word Im? So Bumba Kasha, the Rishash actually asked the Kasha, Shasha Im is Lashon of Oi, the Rishash is Lashon of Oi, others say Im is Lashon of Shua. Like Imi is Lashon of Shua, so Im is Lashon of Shua could be, or means Bamas, but they do talk about that. Back upon him, we have here in Machlaikas, according to Rabbi Yosi, if Dvarim Shebeinoy Lebeinah, is it considered, is those things considered Dvarim Shebeinoy? It's not Yenefesh, maybe it's Dvarim that's exactly. So we have a riot of Adab Ahava holds that it is Dvarim Shebeinoy Lebeinah. Tanya Kavasi Dvarim Adab Ahava, we have rice like Rav Adab Ahava, says in the rice like this. Dvarim Shebeinoy Yenefesh. Dvarim that are Inu Nefesh, Mefer Bein Beinoy Lebeinah, Bein Beinoy Lebeinah Echerim. If it's Inu Nefesh, if it's afflicting her, this nether, he can Mefer Tzai if it's something to do with him, Tzai if something to do with Echerim. She'ein behem Inu Nefesh, if it doesn't have Inu Nefesh, so then it depends. Beinoy Lebeinah, if it's between him and her, this nether affects the relationship between him and her, Mefer. Beinoy Lebeinah Echerim, if it's between her and other people, Inu Mefer. And the Mishnah explains, the Braisa explains. Ketzad, Omra Koinem Peris Alai, if she says that I am not going to eat any peiris, hareze yafa. You may fear, that's called Inu Nefesh, even though it's not a gay him, dafka, that you may fear because that's called Inu Nefesh. But if she says, "Koinim she'eni oisel pi abba l'fi avicha," I'm not going to do any work for my father or l'fi achicha, for your brother, l'fi avicha, for your father, l'fi achi, for my brother. V'shlo etin teven l'fei b'hem techa. I'm not going to feed the animals. U'mayim f'nei b'karcha. I'm not going to put water in front of the bakar, in front of the cattle. Ain't the yachla hafer. You cannot be mefer. Why not? Because that's neither in your nefesh. She's saying, I'm not going to help out your father, not your nefesh, or I'm not going to give teven b'hem techa. It's anything opposite. It's making her easier, giving her easier time, putting her on vacation. And that's not. It's not b'nei l'b'no, because it's not between him and her and the husband. Maybe it's his father. That's not called b'nei l'b'no. So ain't yachla hafer. But if, and the Ran speaks out that we're talking about a person who has, she brought in shvachas, because the Gemara in Ksuba says that if she does not bring in shvachas, she is mechuyev to feed the animals as part of her household responsibilities. She is mechuyev to feed the animals. But we're going by a isha who brought in shvachas, she brought in maidservants, therefore she doesn't have to do this. Less isha says, shloi echal, I won't put on eye makeup. Shloi efgais, I won't put on pashas, it means face makeup. Others mean, others, another pshadis means something to do with the hair. V'shloi shamish mitasi, or I'm not going to be shamish mita. The halacha is yafir. Why? Mishum dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. Because those are dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. Not putting on makeup or tashma mita. There, those things are, you have to make because it's beinoi lebeino. How is it chal? So we'll see in the Gemara that the reason why it's chal is because she asked her the hanoah's tashma. She didn't ask her his tashma. That she can't do. She's meshubit. But she asked herself by no, and therefore ema chilum dav ma'asalai. But the Gemara will talk that out soon. But like upon him, these are beinoy lebeinoy, these things that you shouldn't put no makeup and afkares and mishamash mitasi. Shaloi etzil lecha mitasecha. Let's say she says, I'm not going to make the beds. Shaloi emzigol lecha zekayis. I'm not going to make your cup of wine. Shaloi erchel apanecha yedecha v'raglecha. I'm not going to wash your hands and feet. Ain't tzarech lof. You don't have to make for it. Why not? Because those are things that a wife is meshuvah to the husband, even if they're shvachas. These are malachas that bring kirav hadas. These are the things that usher to ishtoi nida also do for you. Why? Because these things bring kirav hadas. And these are the things that she is mechuyev to do. So if she makes a ned about that, or shvu about that, it's not chal. Those things are not chal, and ein tzorach lahafer. Rav Glamila ama yafer. You should be mefer. Why? Shenemar lo yachel devaroi. Rav Glamila says, you know why she's mefer? Because the pasuk says lo yachel devaroi, which means you shouldn't make your words chulin. Even though it's not really chal, even though it's not really chal, you should not make you should not make your words chulin. Even though it's not really chal, you should not be machal devaroi. And it's not really a drasha, just like a smachta, just saying pasuk lo yachel devaroi. So that lo yachel devaroi davacha, not a pshat lo yachel devaroi davacha lo yachel devaroi mekan lechacham she'ein mater nidri atzmai. Another pshat lo yachel devaroi, and this is a real drasha. Like the Ram points out, the first one's not a real drasha because it's something that it's not really chal. So you don't really need a hafara. But the ma'aser halach is that even though you don't need a hafara, you should make a hafara because you shouldn't make your words chulin. Davacha lo yachel devaroi mekan lechacham she'ein mater nidri atzmai. That you see from here that a chacham is not, he can't make hataras adarim for himself. Lo yachel devaroi aval cherem moichin loy. Ad kan the brisa. Mancha minon do amar shloi echol v'shloi efkois dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. Who's the man the Yama holds that not putting on makeup is considered dvarim shebeinoi lebeino? It can mean rabbanon. Rabbanon hold those things are inu nefesh. So who is that? Havim Rav Yosi. It's Konkur Rav Yosi. Viktani the meifim shendvarim shebeinoi lebeino. And it says he meifim dvarim shebeinoi lebeino. Again, let's recap. We had a Shaila. Rav Yosi holds it's not inu nefesh. He's machmir. He can't be meifim inu nefesh. Could he be Mayfair al Dvaram Shabina Libano? We had a chlikus. We have a first surprise that says, see, if someone she says, I'm not gonna put on makeup, you can make al Dvaram Shabina Libano. So who says Rabbi Yeh? Semanis Rabbanim? No, Rabbanim hold that's Inu Nefesh, the Mishnah says. And Meskashit and Layaskashit is Inu Nefesh. So it must be going to Rabbi Yeh. And what does it say? You can make al Dvaram Shabina Libano.
Didn't you guys 3 days ago the same price?
Yeah.
What? Can divorce.
Not in Layachal Dvara, no. We had. Oh no, you're someone else. You have. Reuven Ben Nuri says that if you make a neder about you might see a dayim, so he says yafer, even though you mishubet to your husband, he says yafer because they might get divorced and michal afterwards. That's Reuven Nuri's shita, which is a mechuzet shita because he says it's chal for afterwards, which is dvarim shabalalim. We're not going with that shita. We're saying a different reason Yafir. Gamil is saying that Yafir, not because of Neda. Neda is mamash not chal. Just like liyachad var. It might say the words Neda, you should make a hafara because it's a chulur in his words. Not because of need. Like the Ran says, it's just like Avgav lechayal nidra, filachi tzark lehafen drabbanon, shle tekeb nadar misavav v'yachal. Basmachta v'almu, it's only a smachta. Zok to Gemara, Omamar. One of the nedarim that we said that you made for because dvarim should be noyle bina is v'shalaya shamish mitasi. V'shalaya shamish mitasi yafim shem dvarim should be noyle bina. Hechidami, what is the case? Ilem da amra hanas tashmishi alecha. If he says, I am answering me on you that you can't have enough of me v'shas tashmish, then you don't need afara. Lomli afara, her guf is meshubet to her husband. Hamushubed esla, lay. Her guf is meshubet to the husband, and she cannot asser her guf to the husband. The husband owns her guf to a certain extent. There's a shibud on it, a lien on it, and she cannot asser her guf to him. So what's the case? How is she assering tashmish? El beimeres hanoas tashmish cholai. She says, I don't want to have enough from tashmish. That is not her hanoah is not meshubit anyone. It's like indirect. Now she has a shibud, but the ma'aseh says it became also to her. And Rav Kana said, Rav Kana, hanoas tashmish alecha kaifa mishabishtoi. If she says that my hanoah is also to you, we force her to be mishamish. Hanoas tashmish alecha, if she assers the hanoah on herself, then yafir. Why? She mechilim esa odom dova asaloi. You're not ma'aseh, someone dova asaloi. So that's pshat in that. Part of the net that we call the Dvarm Shabinel, we know, was Mashma, was Chal. So the Mara Kasha, why is it Chal? Chal is a Shiva, Teretz is that she is answering the Hanoas, Tashmishcha, she is answering her own, the Hanoah, Alai, and the name Machim Dom Vasalai. No, the Isha, don't hear the Isha. They hear it from the Isha. We don't force the Isha to do an Issa. We don't force the Isha to do an Issa, yeah. Mantana Tatanya, who is the following Tana like? The following Tana in this Brisa, who is it like? It says in the Brisa, Moshe knows from the Brisa, Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nogu B'Amisa. Dvarim HaMutarim, things that are mutter, V'Nogu B'Hem V'Acherim Nogu B'Amisa. Things that are mutter, and people might get Amisa. Iyato Shai Linnik B'Hem Hetta K'deh Levatlam. You're not allowed to say, oh, that's mutter, we're going to be Noyig, that's mutter. If the city is Noyig Isser, you can't even Vatl that minute. Why? Because it says L'Yachal Dvarim. Dava achar, not a pshat liyachad varim. It's the brayse that goes further. Liyachad varim, account talmud chacham she'ain made for nidre asma. A talmud chacham who's matan adarim can't be made for his own adarim. That's Allah can't be made for his own adarim. So who's this brayse like? It's money Rav Gamil. Gamil is the one who says that liyachad varim applies even to non adarim. Really, just things that are similar to another. She should be noyik kalas reis for adarim. Here also that the same idea. He darshins that dvari means your words, you shouldn't make your words chulin here if you already are noyig. Dvarim amutarim, you should not be noyig heter. Now, zokta ran, on the fourth line, mekano yoimer Rav Yehuda hakoyin, zal shim noyig odom shle lechel basar, shalishus yayim, bizmam yuchid, vashuv roit shalishus yayim lechel basar, but he says mansar heter. Means, if someone has a minig not to eat basar or drink wine by a certain time, then he decides he wants to start drinking again, he has to be matan heter. So pashas would sound like someone has any minik. He has a minik. He doesn't eat walnuts, and then he wants to eat walnuts. He has to make matan eder. But Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva says it's not true. It's dvarim amutarim ve'acher nogam isser is not stam like something that makes no sense. It has to have some kind of hinder mitzvah to it. And he says, Ida Ran says, someone's not acting. You're talking about here, someone, for example, from Shivas of Thomas, doesn't drink wine or eat basa. There's a minig like that, because that's Churban Bismarck. It's all 3 weeks not to the end. He started being not like that. That's called a minig Dvar Mitzvah. Or, for example, he says, he did it because of precious. He wanted to be a Helig Yid, Kadosh and Tiyu. So then it's a hider. But stam a minig that makes no sense, there's no din of, there's no hider whatsoever, there's no din of acherim noigam isser. That's what Moshe says. And he says, this is talking about, that's what Lokaloshim Naranim is, Mam Yuchid. It was special Zman that he did it for, either the 3 weeks or whatever it was, for precious, that's behind the Ran. It's number one. Number two is the Ran speaks out that the halacha is that you can't be mad to your own Nadarim, but could you be mad to your wife's Nadarim? Could your wife do your wife's nedarim? So it brings down that Rabbi Huda says when the Shami brings that the Mishnah Negoim says the Gabi Negoim that you can't look at your own Negoim, and the same thing the Mishnah Negoim says that they can't be matter your own Nidre Ishtoi. Why not? Because that's called like your own Nidarim. I guess like Ishtoi Kigufai. It's like Ishtoi Kigufai, that's the Shaila. No, right. So it's not. Right, of course. If it's the Nefesh, no. Be Matir Atzach Pesach. You'll be the Chacham. Let's say, Yachid Mumcha. The Yachid Mumcha's wife. Matir Neda, that's Mataras Adarim. That's Afaras Adarim. Ataras Adarim. We have before two things. Ataras Adarim, that's the Shaila. Could he do it to Faras Adarim of his wife? The Teres just can't do his own. The answer to that Shaila is, you can't do his own. He can't do it. It's because it's Kubir Huda and Rabbanon, Gavin Negaim, but that could be telling that Shaila. And that's what the Ram brings down.